and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Over my years as a financial advisor, a common question keeps bubbling up. Tim, how do I build wealth? What's the secret? And the answer, while it's very simple, is sometimes elusive. Because for some reason, we want to think there's a magic recipe, or we hope we can get lucky and suddenly find ourselves financially independent. If I could just hit the lottery, if I could find the right investment and make 1,000% return on my investment, if I follow these people on Instagram and become a master of all the financial hacks, oh, I hope my rich uncle leaves me a huge inheritance. But it's not any of these things. No, the secret to building wealth is your income. Your ability to earn and grow your income is the foundation to wealth creation. I'm teaching my kids this. In fact, they're almost sick of hearing it. Where does money come from? Money comes from work. Well, you want to save and invest and find financial security? You can't save and invest without money. So if your income is so important, I don't want you to take it for granted. No, harness the power of your income. Learn how to grow your income and use your income. It's a powerful tool and has great potential. Here are three things you should do with your income. One, don't give it away. It can be very challenging to land a job and start making income. So when you do, treat those dollars carefully and don't let them be frittered away. But Tim, I deserve that iced lavender oat milk latte. I worked hard today. Well, guess what would happen if you invested the $6.45 to buy that drink every day for 40 years, making 8%? $608,000. Did you know that 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck? Why is that? Is it because the price of eggs went up to $6 a dozen? Well, maybe. No, it's because we've all developed this mentality where we're disrespecting our hard-earned dollars and we carelessly give them away in return for assets that depreciate, like that $70,000 truck or entertainment that lasts for 1 or 2 hours, then is gone. Oh, here's one. Trendy clothes. So I can fit in with today's fashion and in a couple months be told that I'm out of date. Now, I'm not judging you if you buy any of that stuff, but I hope that you have planned for these purchases and treat your hard-earned dollars with the respect they deserve. So don't give your income away. But number two, spend and save with purpose. We need our income to do important things. So when your paycheck hits your checking account, develop a plan, take care of business, then consistently execute on your plan. This involves developing a spending plan and spend preset amounts of your income intentionally every month. You all know the Dave Ramsey baby steps, but here are six things that should always be main parts of your spending plan. One, give what the Bible calls your first fruits, 10% to your church. Two, always save 15% towards retirement and then spend on food, utilities, shelter, and transportation. If you develop this skill, you will give yourself the power to break free from normal America and start building wealth. And number three, learn how to grow your income. If income is the most powerful wealth building tool, you should learn how to increase it. Here are three ideas. Advance your career. If you feel like you're in a dead-end job and there's no room for growth, keep an open mind and see what else is out there. Or invest in skills that will make you more valuable to your current employer and apply for a promotion. Or start networking and come into contact with people who could help you land a better paying job. Number two, start a side hustle. Dave Ramsey likes to say there's a great place to go when you're broke, to work. So if you need more income for a season, pick up another job that you can do on the weekends. Or if you're a teacher, start a business that you can do during the summer. Or start making and selling something out of your house. And number three, invest in a passive income stream. This can sound really fancy, but it doesn't have to be. It can be as simple as a brokerage account, where Extra dollars are growing for you, and it can eventually produce the same as a part-time job. Or buy a small rental property so it can produce ongoing income for you. Listen, I don't want you to be normal, broke Americans that are constantly stressed about money. The key to you being at peace with money is to take your income seriously. So don't give it away. Spend and save with purpose and learn how to grow your income over time. Well, if you've enjoyed this video, I'd appreciate if you hit that like button. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content. If you have a financial question, I'd love to hear it. Just drop a comment below. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.